Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I noticed, but I want to know if he noticed. Okay, because I went to Moana yesterday with my kids. Thanksgiving Day. It was Thanksgiving Day that I went to see Moana with my kids at the AMC in Grove Heights. Because y'all know I'm pretty. I don't cook. I'm pretty. I don't cook. Okay, you can't have the whole package over here. If you come over here, I'm just gonna be cute. I'm not cooking. Okay, so my kids had Thanksgiving dinner at the AMC. They had pretzel bites. They had chicken strips. They had popcorn. They had slushies. That's how our Thanksgiving went. And so we got in Moana, and I had my blanket, and I was ready to take a nap. And then I remembered, oh, last time there was a Moana, Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music. And y'all know Lin-Manuel Miranda. He does some amazing music. Okay, we don't talk about Bruno or all that, right? Hamilton. And I was like, let me stay up because I don't want to miss the next catchy Lin-Manuel Miranda song. And so I was watching Moana. I heard The Rock. You know, I know his voice anywhere because I dream about him. And I was listening to the music and I was like, you know, this is kind of popcorny. You know, this don't sound like Lin-Manuel Miranda. This don't sound like the dude from Hamilton. This don't sound like Bruno. This don't sound like any of the songs from Moana 1. Oh, okay. Well, maybe the next one's coming up and the next. And I just did not hear that signature layered music that we have come to know and love from Encanto to Moana 1 and Hamilton. I did not hear it. And so when I came home, I did a little research and I found out that Lin-Manuel Miranda did not do the music for Moana 2. Now, I had to get to the bottom of what's going on. So I called my friend Paul, the movie guy, and I asked him to get on the show with me today to figure out what the heezy is popping off in this peasy. Paul, what's up, brother?
Shaletta, hello. Thank you for having me. What if I told you that I'm cute and I also cook? Does that give me double?
No, because see, if any man comes over here, my future ex-husband, when he's listening to the show, I need him to think that if you're cute, you don't have to cook.
Okay, good.
See? So we're gonna keep that one to yourself. You get double points, but don't tell everybody. Okay, this is the extra credit that don't nobody know about. Okay.
Yep.
So look, Paul, what happened? Because I don't understand. Lin-Manuel Miranda has done really good music for Disney.
Yes.
He's broken records for them with the top 100. You know, when you surpass Frozen, they didn't think they would ever surpass Frozen. I mean, you know, everybody knows we don't talk about Bruno. I mean, did they just like push him to the side? What's going on?
Well, Lin is a very busy guy. So he is actually, here's what I think happened. I don't have an official like release from him or whatever, but here's what I think happened. Lin is currently working on the music and did all the music for the new Mufasa movie that's coming to theaters at Christmas. So
his voice
will be in the new Mufasa Lion King movie.
Yes.
And I think what happened with Moana 2 is that this was originally supposed to be a Disney television series on Disney Plus. And then earlier this year, they changed it to be an actual movie that would be in the theaters. And I think because of that timing issue, that Lin was already busy working on Mufasa. So they had to quick kind of pivot and bring in other songwriters to quick make some music for this movie that they wanted in theaters this fall, because the live action Moana movie is going to be in theaters 2026. So I think when they decided to go from a TV series to a movie, that kind of bungled, I think, maybe some of their creative plans, their release plans, their story plans, and all that.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. But oh my God, that intel that you just gave me, they just made $300 million. You mean to tell me they would have missed out on making $300 million because they wanted to do something for the streaming service?
Yes, because over the last couple of years, Disney Plus is really where I think families have been going. I think during the pandemic, Disney really had people signing up for Disney Plus. All of their kind of more newer movies with Disney and Pixar did a lot better on Disney Plus than they did in the theaters. And all of a sudden this year, people went back and they saw Inside Out 2 in the theaters. And now they're seeing Moana 2 in the theaters. So I think like they initially thought, like, let's crank up all of our Disney Plus content and forget about theatrical, where now it's like, oh no, you still need to do theatrical movies. You're just, you know, you need them to be maybe known properties like Inside Out 2 or Moana 2 that people know and can trust that they will like it.
Okay, because they don't. We're not gonna go to the movies for something we're not sure about. We can watch that on the streaming, but we will get up and go for a Moana. Because when I saw all the records that Moana was breaking, I could not believe it.
Yes, the movie theaters this weekend between Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator 2, it is packed. Everyone's going to the movies, and this is just makes my heart grow three sizes right now. And this is what I need to hear in my life. It's people going to the theaters, sold-out showings, family, community, all of that.
We are talking to Paul McGuire Grimes. He is the movie guy. Paul's trip to the movies.com is where you can find him. His social media handles Paul Trip Movie on Twitter and Instagram. Now, you got to tell me this because I know this is you're loving this because what's happening now is you go to the movies with your whole family and y'all going in three different directions. The dad and the teenage son are going in to see the Gladiator movie. The teenage girls are going to see Wicked. And then you can take the babies and the mom and y'all go see Moana and y'all all having a good time. It's not like I had to drag the teenager to the movies with his family because he can go in and see something he wants. How did this gumbo soup thing happen where they threw all of this in at the same time?
Well, I think there's a lot that goes into it. I think, you know, earlier this year and the end of last year, we had the strikes going on. So I think a lot of movies and just releases got delayed in when they were going to be released. And I think last year when we saw the big thing of Barbenheimer with Barbie and Oppenheimer going out at the same weekend and that doing so well, that I think with Thanksgiving weekend being a very popular time, no pun intended, that's a Wicked reference, to release movies in theaters, I think people saw an opportunity. Let's get Wicked out there. Let's get Gladiator out there. We'll do that double feature thing again. They have the weekend before Thanksgiving. I think Disney saw an opportunity with Thanksgiving weekend to put out a family movie. They did that, and you just have like an abundance of riches right now.
And you sitting up here interviewing the folks on from Wicked. Okay, now you got to tell me you talking to the whole people from the movie, Michelle Yeoh.
Well,
oh
my
God,
I talked to Michelle Yeoh, and she is incredible. One of my favorite people. She plays Madame Morrible in this, who is the headmistress at Shiz University, and that is where we find Galinda and Elphaba becoming friends. They're roommates at Shiz. And, you know, she is the Oscar winner in Everything Everywhere All at Once. She was in Crazy Rich Asians and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She's an icon.
Yes.
So sitting down and talk to her, you know, and she's going outside her comfort zone. She doesn't typically do movie musicals. And her friend John Chu is the director. They did Crazy Rich Asians together. And John called her up saying, hey, I would love for you to be this role. And she was like, are you kidding? Like, I don't know how to sing. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I want you. So she said yes and had the best time making it. And this movie, Wicked, I want everyone to see. I want everyone to see it in the theater. I want people to be changed for the better. Another Wicked reference. I'm going to throw out a lot at you. She'll let up.
Give it to me. I've been waiting on it. My plate is empty. Throw it all on there.
It is life-affirming. It is incredible. I think you are seeing a property like that we all know and love, The Wizard of Oz, spanning generations. You have Wicked, which was originally a book that was written in 1995, that then became a smash Broadway musical in 2003, that now has a movie musical. And it is regalvanizing and bringing people in all over again, different generations of people that have sat there and loved this show and loved these themes, and now feeling like they're seeing it all over for the first time, feel like they see themselves in these characters. This show, the movie, couldn't have come at a better time with the right team, the right timing, and it's heavenly. And
oh,
this is just part one. We're going to get part two, which is the second act of the musical, next year. And I personally think that act two is even better and stronger than the first act, my opinion.
So you're saying we're watching history in the making. Like, we look back on The Wizard of Oz and think, oh, my God, what a cinematic performance. This is legendary. We're seeing something that we've never seen before with the acting and the cinematography and the storyline and the music. Are you saying we're watching history in the making, Paul?
I think so. I think, you know, we've seen different iterations of Wizard of Oz over the last how many years, and this one is like the next best thing to the original. When you have all of these actors and singers and dancers firing in all cylinders, we have the best creative team doing it and showcasing love for the musical, the stage musical, also bringing reference to the movie that we all know and love. And you just can put the two together as like a collective piece. It will stand the test of time. I mean, the musical itself has been running on Broadway since 2003 with no slowing down. So there's already love there for the property. Mm-hmm. And then to continue to add to it, it just is magic. And movie musicals are very hard to do. They're very hard to do well. And this is a crowning example of how you do it well.
Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want you to tell me, because I'm reading everybody's stuff, because I got to get ready for you, right? You're the movie guy. I got to know my stuff. I got to do my research. And Neil Justin said, Wicked is one of the most important films of all time. I want you to tell me if you agree with him. If you don't, why or why not? More with Paul, the movie guy, when we come back. It is 12:52. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's not too hot in the Twin Cities. It is only 13 degrees. Started out this morning at 7. I went to warm up my car, and I just threw the keys at it. I was like, I'm not going out there. I'm going to wait. Not today, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Paul, we got spoiled because we had some warm weather really late. And so when that cold hit us, we were not ready for it.
I'm not ready for it. So I don't know what's going on out there. Yeah.
I'm just sitting in the house looking out the window like, looks like the mail lady passed. I hope it's not a check because I ain't going out there to get it. Yeah.
I'd be now, cashing that check. I'm like, oh, money, quick.
But Paul, you are the movie guy in town. We're talking to Paul McGuire Grimes, Paul's movie trip, Paul's trip to the movies. I'm telling you, every time a new movie comes out, you handicap us. You give us a scoop without spoiling. You're talking to all the celebrities and the stars. So we feel like we have, you know, the behind the scenes details and that tea to figure out what's going on. And I get a little jealous because you do talk to a lot of celebrities that I really like. And, you know, I have been trying to, you know, just let me hang out like in the back, you know, tell them
I'll let you know the next time it happens. You can sit on the couch behind me and you can.
Yes. Oh, that would be so fun. We could turn it into a bit. Now, listen, speaking of bits, I got a bit of information because, you know, I got to do my research when I talk to you because you are the movie guy. And I don't want to be like talking to you and not know what the hell I'm talking about. So I was reading Neil Justin was talking about Wicked in the Star Tribune, and he says it's one of the most important films of all time. Now, do you agree with that?
That is a big statement.
And,
that's some superlatives right there. And I will say it's probably one of the most important films of our current generation, our current time. I don't know about all time. I mean, history will tell us that, right? So I think for right now, I would say yes, for many reasons. You know, if people don't know what Wicked is about, it's kind of a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. It takes a look at the Wicked Witch of the West, and how she became Wicked, and how she once knew Glinda the Good Witch when they were students at university, you know, growing up, and how do two people get these titles of Good Witch, Wicked Witch, and what goes into that, and how does this material kind of flip the script on that and say, like, they're more than just these stereotypes. They're more than just these labels. So let's dive into that and crack that open. And when you see it on stage, I have lost count how many times I've seen that musical on stage. I know every word by heart, I'm telling you. You feel like you love the music. You want to sing along. You get the themes. You love the connections to The Wizard of Oz. And you may be, and then you kind of feel like what's going on in the universe. And I think you can do this with a lot of pop culture, is you see maybe what's going on in the politics, life, where you're at right now as the viewer taking this in. And I remember the last time I saw the musical, which was a couple years ago, this character of the wizard, you know, we all think, oh, the wonderful wizard, he's great. He grants people's wishes. Well, in this show, again, the book was written back in 1995, I believe, you find out that the wizard is just a phony. He's basically been lying to everyone. He tells everyone that he's doing all this good stuff when he's not magical. He has no powers, and he basically is doing has everyone else doing his bidding. And this character of Elphaba, born with green skin, goes to school and is ostracized right away, is bullied right away. And then how does the wizard then use other people to go against her because she is someone else, because she is different. So you then see it on stage, you're like, oh, this is kind of ringing a bell. Like, I understand these characters, but maybe you're in a theater seat, you might be far away. You then go to the movie musical and you think about everything that's going on in your own life. You think about what's going on in the environment outside, politics, life.
Right.
You then are in your movie theater seat and it's in your face and you feel like you are in this movie, you're in this story. And now you feel like, oh, I've been in this place. I've been ostracized because of who I am. Whether you are in a minority group, whether you've been marginalized, gay, queer, you know, whatever, you're like, I know what that's like when other people want to turn on us, or when I feel like I've been made to feel different than everyone else around me. And who are these people that are your community that will stand up for you? It's about anti-bullying. There are these animal characters in the show that are then made to feel like they are stripped of their voice, because some of the animals are teachers. There's a teacher in it that's a goat. And then all of a sudden the wizard comes in and wants to turn people against the teachers and takes his voice away and wants all the animals to now be in cages and shut them up, you know, and then gets Elphaba to make this spell against the monkeys. So, like, it's fascinating. It's so timely, and I want everyone to see it.
Well, I am going. I'm taking the girl, and we are going to have us a good time. Before you go, you got to tell folks where they can find you and follow you.
Yes, on social media at Paul's Movie Trip, and then go to my website, paulstriptothemovies.com, for all things Wicked.
We love you. Thank you for coming. Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
You
guys stick around. We've got more to come.